No question about it.
Why does mom keep questioning it?
She wants the best for you. And
But I
everyone has
want the
different
junk
ideas
for
on
me.
what that is. But anyways, it was really fun talking with you about books today. It's been so long. It's exciting
I know, and I'm
to
gonna
catch
start
up.
doing this more.
Yay, that'll be great. But we are out of time for today. We're gonna have to say goodbye to our radio listeners. We hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. In the
See you
meantime,
later, awesome people that are listening.
Yeah, happy reading, everybody.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Guillermo Rickerson of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
You have the already global networks. So my argument is very simple. The present media is too large and wasteful. From now on, we should think about the more smaller media to diverse our culture and community. I have different idea on airwave. Airwave belong to the every people, everybody, not to the states or a government. Okay, I will make the transmitter now. This is Pepper Tiger Radio, special radio station. Telephone number is 212-420-9045.
Pedimos que por favor reporten al 420-9045. Estamos midiendo la fuerza de esta transmisión, una nueva emisora.
Don't just listen to radio, make it.
This is great.
But I have all the VHS.
Independent narrowcasting.
Less than it costs to buy a real good radio. So you're
This is WNYU, too. We're actually going over a really powerful station.
Really? Right? We're going over NYU?
Yeah, so if you can imagine, if we go on a space that's not being used, we can go even further.
Yeah. Not that there are a lot in New York. But keep yours close to the mic. I'm surprised no one called. We're really getting a lot of reach and a lot of distance. Nobody lives around here, I think. Tell me if I'm going to bump into these guys. That's not them, is it?
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre Catskill Hudson, and on the Wavefarm website, wavefarm.org. I am your host, DJ Cola, and I will be right back after the news, weather, and a song.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Jamal Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that Claremont officials are discussing a draft comprehensive plan focusing on agriculture, growth and development, recreation, and economic development. Mary T. Howard, vice chair of the Town of Claremont Planning Board, said, and I quote, "We want the comprehensive plan to address the community's long-range vision for the town's growth and development. The main thing to remember is that the comprehensive plan takes the citizens' goals for the town and what they envision the town to be in 15 to 20 or even 50 years. It's designed to shape the local ordinances to help us meet that vision, end quote. Agriculture takes center stage in Claremont's plan. Local citizens can speak with committee members about the proposed comprehensive plan from noon to 5 p.m. on August 19th at Claremont Firehouse No. 2 on Firehouse Road. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Lana Bellamy reports in the Times Union that New York's Department of Environmental Conservation says a Wappinger Falls park can reopen after it was temporarily closed amid reports an environmental test for lead in nearby telecommunications cables could pose public health risk. Governor Kathy Hochul's office said tests showed, and I quote, no evidence of elevated or widespread lead contamination in the area sampled, end quote, and that lead levels in the Dutchess County Park met state and federal safety standards for children's play areas. DEC Commissioner Basil Sago said, and I quote, DEC continues to work closely with the Departments of Health and Public Service and local partners to fully assess potential risks from lead cables and take necessary actions to protect communities and the environment, end quote. Representative Pat Ryan has been demanding congressional hearings and saying the telecommunications companies should be removing wires with lead after the initial Wall Street Journal report. But tests showed none of the areas, and I quote, potentially influenced by lead in the telecommunications cables, end quote, showed results that differed markedly from background area readings. Temple Park was temporarily closed out of, and I quote, an abundance of cautions, end quote, after the initial report, but is now reopened. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Kate Lisa reports for New York State of Politics that for weeks, Governor Kathy Hochul has been asking for one thing from federal officials about the influx of migrants in New York. Hochul wants the federal government to change or waive rules that don't let the migrants work right away when they enter the United States. At Albany's airport on August 10th, Hochul said, and I quote, I cannot tell you how many times I've requested that we get a change in work authorization, more parolees or temporary protective status, end quote. Officials say more migrants are expected in New York, although how many is unknown or when. Hochul wants additional shelters and those expected work permits to reduce the cost of housing those newcomers. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, August 11th. Local early morning temperatures range from 54 degrees in Tannersville to 62 in Stephentown. Yes, today they actually have top position. Regional average soil temperature is 79 degrees. Pollen levels for today will be medium high and smoke levels have dropped. Currently, we are in the clear, and areas to the north and south are seeing about 1 microgram of soot per cubic meter. And that sets us up for a wonderful day. A high of 79 happens at 1 p.m., then lingers most of the afternoon. Dew points in the upper 50s should make it pretty comfortable. Open up those windows after dark and let that cool air in. We drop to 57 degrees by dawn on Saturday. And then close those windows by 10 a.m. because it gets warm and humid, hitting 83 at 1 p.m., ushering in a rainy afternoon with potentials for thunder. That precipitation falls all night and we see a low of 65. Sunday hits 82 with chances for isolated rain all day. Monday so far looks dry with a high of 79. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 6:39 a.m., high tide at 12:13 p.m., and low tide, once again, at 6:34 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 74 degrees, and the tide strength will be low. Sunset today will be at 7:50 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:55 a.m. Looking way up, we see peak Perseids occur this weekend. The best times to watch that meteor shower are between midnight and sunrise on Sunday. The source will be the Perseus constellation, which will be to the north. Word ahead, any place away from city lights is a good idea, and if you're able to, the further south you go, the more of the sky is expected to open up. X-class flare chances have fallen to 1%. Plasma winds will be average at 455 kilometers per second with a thin density of 1 proton per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. There are no chances of aurora tonight. The current sunspot number is 83. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Yo, I was counting up in him on a private flight. Yo, all this chrome on my body like a medieval knight. I put a sack on that purple Sprite. Yeah, all my beneficial, even toted pistol. Yeah, even blow like a whistle. Yeah. Lie to officials. Yeah. I drip you down in crystals if I know you're real. Nah. How you geeking out your body off a pink. I cut your line, Tammy, and I which is steel. There's so many properties I bought, I'm king of the hill. Need to learn his place before we put him in it. Yeah. Stepping and swinging, I'm running. I might run for Senate. Huh. I got a bitch up in the kitchen wearing cutters. Yeah. Been my doggy out that cell, straight up out the gutter. Sweet. Been them every since position needed feeling. And I fear I didn't see her. It was just me and Dylan. See, it was just me and Justin. Gripping my hair while she taught me might give her concussions. Yo, I don't like discussions. I'm too rich for fussing. Exactly. Look her dead in her eyes and how that bussing. Yeah. I ain't never cuffing. Yeah. In my corner, baby doggy psyched out still. Yeah. Yeah, baby daddy broke, no need for him to ride a wheel. Yeah. I put paint on my nails, then still. Yeah. It's so money in my bank that I'm spinning steel. Yeah. Lifestyle get twisted, I've been living shady. Yeah. I've been beating up that sack like I'm Devin Haney. Beat it. Need a rock friend, I'ma step solo. Thanks. I try anything once the lifestyle yellow. I don't wanna be posted on the blogs, I don't wanna answer calls. I did for my dogs, I just beat up the mall. I just beat up my wrist. I was ducking IRS, I was taking that risk. I was taking that, I was flying air Drake, so I was taking that switch. Yeah, they gave me hands at 18, ain't know what to do. Sack up at a jeweler, I was going stupid. Fell in love with a teller, I don't know cues. Gotta tell my stepper no, cause he'll really do it. Anywhere, everywhere, he don't give a. And did the club, reload the clip, we call it sleight of hand. My memory bass off, baby, I don't care. Go take a cut, I copped, RP'd a couple lambs. That boy's not a kingpin, he sold a couple grams. He ain't no gangster, grew up better than Adonis Graham. Sus.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and on the Wavefarm website, wavefarm.org. I am your host, DJ Cola, and I am joined with
DJ Shaw Money Man.
And today, we're doing a little bit of a rap radar. We might pull up the Shuffle Showdown. Shuffle Showdown, I remembered it this time. Show? We might. Who knows? We'll see. But we got a lot of songs, and that's going to be our main focus. Is there anything you want to say to the audience before we get into it?
Missed y'all. Love Fridays. Good day. Started off a little rocky. It's pretty chill now. Honestly, there's just been a good song lineup. There's a whole bunch of songs. Pretty motivated. Not as tired as usual. Not as mentally tired as usual. Not as physically tired as usual. It's just good vibes. What about you?
I'm doing great, you know. Today is always the best day for a few reasons. You know, one, I'm just going to keep it 100. We get paid. Number two, it's, you know, radio. And radio is always so great because I love talking to the audience. I just love how there's people willing to listen. And if you want to talk back, you know, you can hit us up at Our Town, Our Truth. And you spell the R like O-U-R because it's just as much as your show as it is ours. You know, we just want to give back to the community. So with that being said, would you like to go into the first song?
First song. One, two.
Or three. Three.
Three?
I always pick the biggest number.
All right. Here we go. So I'm going to fade that out if you don't mind me doing. And I'm going to put us on mute and let you guys chill.
Screaming out, calling me. It's my fault, major fault for me. So to save you, I give my all.
You fell for me, I count on you when times are tough. Instead of holding you down, I should lift you up. It hurts me when you start to see my flaws. But just to save you, I risk it all. Short on time for you, I never have enough. When I ran into you, I didn't plan on falling in love. Always there to wipe your tears, I hate to see you cry. If you tell me to jump, I ask you how high. I know sometimes it'd be hard for me to tell the truth. But I got a thing for you. Treat the world like my guitar, I'm pulling strings for you.
Ooh, just to save you, I give all of me. Yeah. I can hear you screaming out, calling me. It's my fault, major fault for me. So to save you, I give my all. Just to save you, I give all of me. I can hear you screaming out.
Diamonds dancing. I picked you up in that Bentley Mustang when them sirens was glaring. I gave you this number, it's nobody else that got it. You can call me. The way I let you come into my life and take my heart away, it's like a robbery. Every time you look up on the charts, now you see me. I hope you're proud of me. I got you bust down, paddock fleece. Ain't no way you going back to Cardi's.
And I splurge on her, she like Saint Laurent. See me out in public, hardly okay with my mask on. Solo, I don't speak to nobody. I'm sorry. And I'll save you if you can't save yourself. Hold on, let me catch my breath. Be there on the last one left.
Ooh,
just to save you, I give all of me.
Yeah.
I can hear you screaming out, calling me. It's my fault, made you fall for me. So to save you, I give my all. Just to save you, I give all of me. I can hear you screaming out, calling me.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Ikra, Catskill, Hudson, and on our website, wavefam.org. I'm your host today, DJ Cola, and I am joined with...
DJ. Oh, wrong one. No. Start it. Do it again.
The whole thing? Whole thing?
Nope. Just last part. Introduction. Do it again.
And I am your host, DJ Cola, and I am joined with...
DJ Shaw Money.
And today, we're doing a little bit of a rap radar. That song was just...
Calling Me, I think it was called. I'm pretty sure it was Calling Me. I know it was from Spider-Man. I picked that song just because it's chill vibes.
Oh yeah, for sure. Today is a chill day, you know? You know, there's always a difference between tired and sleepy. And I'm more on the sleepy side, and
really?
I'm going to explain myself a bit. Because I've, in my mind, when I picture sleepy, I picture you laying in bed, cozy with blankets. You got a pillow and the fans on you. That's like sleepy. You're
definitely
drifting to sleep. And when I picture tired, I think you just stayed up studying all night for a test. You just cram studied off of like either 4-hour energy, you know, maybe Monster, maybe
crazy.
Some coffee. And you're just struggling to stay awake in school.
My question to you is...
And that's, like, tired.
My question to you is, when did you go to sleep?
I don't know, but I know I woke up super early. I woke up around, like, 4, and couldn't go back to bed.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to think. Because I was up before my alarm went off. My alarm is early. Like I was up before my light came on too, because like I have no windows in my room.
Yeah.
And like my light is on an alarm. So my alarm and my light turn on at the same time.
That's why my room was so dark.
Right.
I was up until like 6 in the morning. My alarm was like...
What time did you go to bed?
6 in the morning.
Oh. So you didn't wake up?
No. No, yeah. I mean, well, wait, like, let me think. Because, like, I was up when my alarm went off. Like, I was already up before that. So
right.
I'd probably say, like... 6:30
Okay, I feel you.
And then I zoned out and it was gone.
I felt you. You know, naps are some of the best things.
Oh my god.
Not when that's the only thing you're functioning off of, and I'm sorry to hear that, but on the flip side, you had a nap.
So, like, speaking of naps, if we being honest, I don't know what made me do this, but, like, I took a nap. Right, for like a minute, like a couple minutes, and so the nap was like, I'm sorry, I'm hearing this instrumental and I'm vibing.
I know, I'm thinking of the song.
So like, when I went to sleep, like, I mean, like, I didn't go to sleep, I took a nap, and mind you, I don't take naps. Like,
naps always hit different than,
like,
sleep, though.
I just don't take naps, and like, I was surprised because I thought I slept.
Naps hit you different. You're like, you sleep, and then you're like, I fell asleep?
Right.
And that's the first reaction you have.
I don't even know
when did
I fell
fade
asleep.
Out of consciousness.
I don't even know.
Exactly. See? I'm saying that's your first reaction. When did I fade out of consciousness? And that's what you're saying. That's so funny.
I woke up at like 11:38, like exactly at the dot, and I was like, I thought it was like in the morning. Like, I thought it was like 11:38
a.m.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, and wait. You mean PM or AM? Okay. So before noon.
So
mine burns.
I thought it was morning. But then I realized my light isn't on. So then I got up to the bathroom and my mom was still up. So that's how I knew it was a morning. Then I like looked into my door because usually I can see like the light from like windows outside, like in my hallway and stuff. And I didn't see any light. So I'm like, what the heck is going on? I'm confused. And then I'm like, oh, I took a nap. And I'm like, wait, what? Wait, what? I took a nap. And it was like, it was trippy.
You know, naps are always trippy in the best way. Have you ever napped in school? Because that is always like, you're like literally a portal to a different world. I'd be thinking I'm waking up with some isekai ability or something.
Bro. You know how many times I don't, like, went to sleep?
Or I will literally dream the entire day of school.
Yes, bro. I was just about to say that. You know how many times I don't went to sleep in school thinking I was, like, doing work still?
Oh,
and
my
then, like,
God.
And then I find out, like, yo, bro, you were sleeping. And, like, for it to, like, feel mad real and, like, just
you
messed
up. You don't even
up,
get the relief of the sleep.
Like.
That's a nightmare. That's not a dream.
Like, bro, thinking, like, you did mad work. Like, I don't have so many dreams at school where I'm like, oh, yeah, I was doing mad work. I got all my stuff done. This and the third. Just to find out, nah, bro. You were asleep. Like, you ain't do nothing. You fell asleep the second lesson in.
Second, no, but that's the... See, that's the problem, though. School starts so early is because that's... You're just going to fall asleep to begin with.
Like, bro, it hits, like, midday, and it's over.
Midday. Oh, because
like
that's... Yeah, no, because that's when the sun is shining the hardest on you. Is it me, or is, like, when, like, sunlight is on you, it just puts you into nap mode? You're soaking in sunlight.
Yeah. Well, no. It kind of wake me up just because, I sleep in the cold.
Right.
Like, I'll sleep, like, with ACs. And, like,
I usually sleep with a fan. But
really?
Something about the sun is just like a sitting next to a campfire to me.
Oh.
So it's just, like, that heat radiating. Only, like, on a nice hot day. Like,
yeah, that makes sense. That makes way more sense than I would have thought.
So,
with
that being said, you want to head
see.
Into some of the songs from
so,
my radar?
So there's two. I feel like there's two things we could go. Even... As of right now, my lovely audience that you guys are listening, as of right now, it is 6:27. We could go even. I could play a song and cut it off at 6:30 and go on to 6:30 news. Or we could wait. We could talk. We could really just, like, talk a little bit and ask what our people think. Like, honestly, Jonathan, how's your day going? Honestly, Michael.
John, listen, if you're listening, John, and your name is John, and you might be thinking, he's talking to a different person. No, if your name is John, period, we're talking to you, John. So you have to email us at ourtruth@gmail.com. R spelled as in O-U-R, because it's just as much as your show as it is ours.
For real.
And, you know, you have to let us know how we made you feel when we called you out, John.
Word.
Stop
too,
lacking.
Michael.
Unless you're driving. You got to focus on that road. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to distract you.
You know, focus close and focus far. But, like, honestly, like, what's your favorite color? How was your mood? What's your chakra? Like,
yeah. If you can control any element. This is a question we ask a lot. And sometimes you can even change your answer. But, like, if you can control any element, what could it be? We could let you think about it as we play you into the news update.
As right now, what would yours be?
Oh, right now?
Earth, right now?
I can just live off the land like that, you know? If I get tired, I can make myself a hammock with, like, leaves.
I want ice.
I could eat, too.
I want ice and the ability to not be cold from it.
Right? Pick water, then you get ice, too.
Right.
And you get gas.
Oh, word. But as right now, we are going into the 630 News update. We'll be back, you know? See you then.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. The Times Union reports that while many are enjoying New York State parks this month, others can't because the state has many inaccessible entrances and restrooms, obstacles on trails and paths, and limited parking for people with disabilities, according to an audit by the state comptroller's office. The report found that 62% of amenities in state parks need to be improved to enhance accessibility. Comptroller Thomas P. DiNapoli said in a statement, and I quote, New York State strives to promote inclusivity and broad access to all resources it has to offer, and this includes our state parks and historic sites. The Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation recognizes the importance of improving accessibility to the New York park system, but must do a better job incorporating this goal into the process for maintaining and operating its sites, and improve its communications with and responsiveness to the public, end quote. The audit also did not find required grievance procedures for when attendees find the park do not provide accessibility. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Joshua Solomon reports in the Times Union that state officials are spending $100 million on renovations at the Albany International Airport, and they are expected to be completed by early 2025. That includes expansion of the main terminal and room to make security lines move faster. Governor Kathy Hochul at the airport on August 10th said, and I quote, it will be transformational, end quote. Albany Airport CEO Philip Calderon said, and I quote, it's going to give us a modern airport with modern technology, end quote. The airport is also getting solar energy panels, additional space for concessions, new air conditioning, heating, and ventilation systems, conference areas, and a children's play zone. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Heather Bellow reports in the Berkshire Eagle that the Great Barrington Select Board will vote on taxing all home and commercial real estate sales over $1 million more than other homes. The proposal will add 1%, and I quote, real estate transfer fee, end quote, for sales over $1 million in Great Barrington. But Select Board member Vice Chair Lee Davis said it would be years away. First, the board needs to hold public hearings on the issue. Then the board would vote to bring the issue to town voters next May. Davis said Great Barrington needs the money to help with the affordable housing crisis locally. Davis said, and I quote, the displacement of longtime locals and our workforce continues. If this isn't a call to action, I don't know what is, end quote. A Washington Post analysis showed that last year, 45% of homes bought in Great Barrington, Ergamont, and New Marlborough were paid for with cash. If everyone locally approves the proposal, the Massachusetts governor would also have to sign off on the measure. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
She maintains her grass well. It's green every single time. I'm searching for a flaw, but I can't find it. Searched a couple times. Her colors are so vibrant, they can't help but go outside the lines. And I'm not being hyperbolic. The thoughts of her inside my brain are endless. I can't stop it. In fact, I'm burning in my chest. You little flame under my heart. Now there's smoke with every breath. Now I'm exhausted. I'm sick of acting like you're just another girl. My closet's full of bones, but hers is stocked with shining diamond pearls. She's perfect and she's worth it. I don't have a single doubt. Just view the way she flicks her hair, the sound she's making when she chews, the way she laughs when she is nervous, how she jumps when she's excited. Every move she makes is quick and every kiss is expedited. I can really see a future. Forget about the past. I pulled the ring out of my pocket and I'm searching for a yes. Is it a yes? She stands for shock. Is she impressed? Am I well dressed? Am I infested with distress? I check my breath. Is there an arrow in my chest? And I will die. Hope to God that she replies. But then I see her start to cry. She nods her head and now she's mine. And then my alarm goes off.
Oh my God, that's sick.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. And on the Wavefarm website, wavefarm.org.
Wow.
So the ending in that song was just such a plot twist.
Wow.
That's why I played it.
Wow.
And we're talking about dreams, you know? We're talking about taking naps. Those be the storylines of my dreams, so fit the theme perfectly.
Yo, what? That's just... I don't...
I don't know how I feel about that one.
And then my alarm goes off.
And then my alarm goes off. Bro, what? Then my.
That's instrumentalist. This is fire.
Look, it's like from Kanye West, like bittersweet.
It reminds me of poetry. Animal Crossing.
Was it? I mean,
I could literally picture this playing during an Animal Crossing game.
I mean, the cover is for, well, if you look at the cover, it looks like Animal Crossing.
It do.
So, like,
did bro play Animal Crossing and be like, yeah, I'm gonna write an album off this?
Did Kanye play Animal Crossing? That is a good question.
Did Ye play
Animal
the
Crossing?
Game?
I genuinely don't. I couldn't tell you. Maybe. He could have.
That'd be funny.
What, Ye playing Animal Crossing?
Just because it's so peaceful.
Really?
I can't imagine him in such a calm, relaxed state. He's always so energetic.
Bro, nah, I feel like Kanye's pretty chill. To a certain extent.
I mean, when he's performing. But I guess everybody's energetic when they're performing.
You're right.
I'm just picturing him just being like, not high strung, but just like narrating everything what he's doing with such, with just the content.
What's that one dog? Like, she's like a librarian or something? You know,
like,
what
I just
I'm
imagine
about?
Being like, I need to get more fish. Just in,
bruh,
I can't do it in his voice.
Just,
but
like,
just like,
I need to get more fish.
I can't
you
do
know?
Kanye's voice. Just
I can't
like
either.
Him intensely, like, ranting about Animal Crossing. Like an AI, like one of the
like
AI clips.
Like an AI, bro, that's crazy.
No, not like him himself, like one of those AI clips.
Oh, yeah, like the AI generated?
Games. Yeah, like, of the presidents playing Animal Crossing. I'm picturing that with Kanye, just him, like, reacting to Animal Crossing, saying some out-of-pocket stuff.
I could see that, definitely. I could definitely see that one.
Like, that's something I would watch. Now I want him to stream Animal Crossing.
Kanye becoming a
streamer?
That
could be his redemption.
Kanye being a streamer?
Kanye, if you become a streamer and donate your money from the stream to charity, that could be your redemption arc.
Oh my goodness. Kanye. Only Kanye, man. But, like, you know, how the other, you know how, like, the other one was, like, talking about, like, what is it? Him asking, like, him asking her to marry him.
Yeah.
The next song that we about to play, it like, it's like a wedding type of beat. So like, not beat, but like, mood.
Right.
So like, you know, never mind. I'm just play it and let y'all like do what y'all wanna do. You feel me? 1, 3, 2, 1. You feel me?
Came into my life while I was sinking. I've been on that type of time with demons. All the time I was outside, I was creeping. It was love at first sight, girl, when you walked in. Couldn't look deep in your eyes, cause I get locked in. You was hurting deep inside and you was broken. But I was on the other side and didn't notice. Oh, I won't waste no time. I won't waste my time when it comes to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. Put my pride aside, nah. Girl, I won't waste no time. I won't waste no time when it comes to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. Pull it up fast for you. 2, 2, 3 bus rounds for you. All eyes on me, got me feeling like pop, but I do it all for you. Don't get caught up in them lies before you know the truth. I'll be down to risk it all if you ask me to. Ain't playing with your heart, cause that's too much to lose. You putting up a wall, but you ain't bulletproof. I done got it out the mud and got nothing to prove. Tryna open up your mind and see a clearer view. All the times I made you wait for me, no. But I was on the other side and didn't notice. Oh, I won't waste my time. I won't waste my time when it comes to.
right aside, give it all to you. Oh, oh, I won't waste no time. I won't waste no time when it comes to put my pride aside when it comes to you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGRC, Avery Caskill, Hudson, and at the Wavefarm website, wavefarm.org. I am your host, DJ Cola, and today I'm joined with
DJ Shop Money.
And today, we're just doing a little bit of a rap radar. We're going through a bunch of music, and right now, I feel like I'm in a classical orchestra, and I'm digging it.
You want to know something I realized that I just did without, like, purposely meaning to? That last song and this instrumental were so, like,
insynced.
So insynced that I didn't realize that the other one was, like,
playing at first.
Because I had it so low.
Your introductions have been fire.
Right? W Show so far. W Show in general.
You know.
What are some.
Close to the end, but not yet.
Not completely. If you, like, went to sleep, right? What's, like, the first thing you're bringing with you to your dream world? Let's say, like, you go to a dream world, but you wake up, right? What's one thing you're bringing with you to the dream world?
Oh, so this is, like, okay.
Like, if you fell asleep, what's one thing you're bringing?
my knowledge.
Your knowledge?
Because in a dream, you lack awareness. You don't know if you're in a dream. But if you know you're in a dream, when you're in a dream, you can do anything.
I mean, yeah, you're right. But, like, yeah, you're right. Like, but, like, at the end of the day, it's still your dream. But you can only bring one thing. And I honestly, I don't want to know what's a dream. I want it to feel as real to me as possible. So, but if I could bring one thing, I would want to change it to a, like, mythical type, magical isekai type dream. And be the main character.
That wouldn't be that bad, like, to go into a dream with a credit card with whatever.
My goodness.
What? That sounds fun.
That sounds fire. Not why.
Just going to a Walmart or buying out the store.
You know,
for
most
no reason.
Isekais have their like main character with like a with a phone like from their world,
uh-huh.
Like usually like from Japan or something. And I find that really, really, really cool.
So that would be your item? You would bring your phone in?
Yes.
That's something I was thinking about bringing.
I would bring my phone with knowledge from this world.
I would...
Like, with service.
Right.
With service.
I would bring a dream control device.
A dream...
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, almost... Like, you can create the world around you. Like, you know, when Minecraft creative mode. Like, an item that allowed me to do that.
Yeah. Oh, so, like, basically, like, it gives you, like, creative mode.
Yeah. And I don't have to use it, but I can if I just want to change up the setting. And then I can switch back. Like, slash game mode creative,
yeah.
Slash game mode survival.
That's on fire. That's on fire. Like, oh my god, I have the power to be a god.
Pretty much. Or I would bring. I got my item.
Mind you, everything feels real to you.
I got my item.
What is your item?
Rick and Morty portal gun. That's a good one.
That's fire. I wouldn't mind that. I would.
Because then you could go to a literal isekai dimension.
Nah, worry. But mind you.
Because Morty done that, but what's it called? The only reason they don't show it in the show so much is because Rick just thinks those dimensions are boring. Like, he spent all of his young days
He thinks they suck. But, like, what? Like,
but we could.
Also, you wake up at 12
a.m.
It could be 12 a.m. It could be 12 p.m. It could be 12 somewhere else. It's always gonna be 12.
Right.
Doesn't matter what time zone. But it's always random. Like, for you, where you live, it couldn't be 12. But it could be it would be 12 somewhere else. So,
right, so it's pretty much just random.
Yeah.
So like your normal sleep.
Yeah.
Except you just can't set an alarm. Got you.
Yeah.
So. Oh, wait. I just remember where
what?
This I know where this is from.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Realizing this now? I've been playing this for
I love this.
Minute, you know? It's really
bro,
chill.
One time, I was listening to this on Spotify because it was relaxing and I'm falling asleep to it. And then I wake up, and you know how, like, Spotify rap stuff?
Yeah.
It was my number one song on that because of it, because I listened to it, like, over and over again. On repeat. And it was just the instrumental to this. But it is a fire instrumental. So, I have a great question. If
Wait.
You could have a pet, of two animals, like a hybrid. Like, you know how, for example, a horse and a donkey, they have the badoinky doinks.
I know what I want already.
And it's a mule.
I already know what I want.
What? And you have to name it too.
I want something between a red panda and a dog.